abducting people for reproductive purposes. What were those reproductive purposes?
Well, of course, this was discovered many, many years ago. In fact, there was a reproductive aspect to this phenomenon from the very, very beginning of our knowledge of it, from the Antonio Vias Boas case back in 1957 or 58 in Brazil, where he said that he was forced to have sex with some weird-looking female who sort of looked half-human, half-alien, and who pointed to her stomach and then pointed up, and she pointed up to the sky or something, and he felt that he was being used like a stallion to improve their stock or something, the way he put it. And so, that was only about 10 years after our discovery of UFOs, of the Kenneth Arnold sighting. So it was really early on. And then with Barney and Betty Hill, there was, took a sperm sample from Barney, and they stuck a needle in Betty. Betty's navel and all that. And there was reproductive stuff going on there as well. And as early as 1972, Marjorie Fish, the school teacher in Ohio who did work on the Betty Hill star map, had suggested that they were interested in reproductive aspects of human physiology. And so this is not something new. This goes all the way back, to the early days of UFOs. And but it wasn't until Bud Hopkins began to discover the heavy-duty kind of reproductive aspects of seeing babies that theoretically came from people and seeing all sorts of sperm procedures being done and ova being taken from women and so forth, that we began to realize that this was a very, very reproductively oriented phenomenon. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it was a sexually oriented phenomenon, but reproduction is at the heart of it. It is at the heart of it. Without the reproduction phenomenon, there would be no abduction phenomenon.